Emar, I have another pshat also in a word. Islandess. Why do we call a lady an islandess that can't have children, can't give birth? Dukhrenisa to la yalda. The title for an islandess means a dukhrenis, a male animal that can't give birth. That's what we call her an islandess. Sasha dukhrenisa. Loshin ayo tamin. Means a ram, a male ram. That's what we call a lady that can't give birth, an islandess. So to Mishnah. Hagiyoris. If you have a girl that became a Giyoris, she was a Goy, and now we're a Giyoris, she became a Jew. V'yashvuya, a girl that was captured amongst the Goyim, and now we freed her. V'yashivcha, a girl that was a Shivcha Kenanis first, and now she became freed. V'yashivcha. Sheniftu. Now the Mishnah says Sheniftu means we freed her. That goes back to Shvuya. So it doesn't go back to the exact Seder. The Seder started out Hagiyoris, that's a girl that became a Jew. V'yashvuya, she was captured. V'yashivcha. So Ritzvah speaks out that the Giyoris, that's the most important thing here. That if she is Mizgayer, you bring a Goy, Takas Kanspe Shechina, that's the very important thing. That's why that's mentioned first. Then a Shvuya to save. Somebody was captured to save her. Then the Yashivcha, that's a maid that she comes a freed. Now Sheniftu. Now the Eitzah says, let's say you have these three people in front of us. You have a Goy that wants to become a Jew. And you have a Jewish girl that was already captured. What should you do first? Sheniftu. What you're supposed to do first is take care of the Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim to redeem her. That comes first. Fishing is Gairu. The next important thing to do is, if you have a Goya that wants to become a Jew, be Mizgayru. Fishing is Tachru. That's the last thing. If you have a Shivcha to free her, because really you're not allowed to free a Shivcha. There's a mitzvah of Loilam Ben Tavoidu. You have to work for them forever. So the Navera to free them. Only in certain cases. So the Kitzah, the Mishnah says now, Chusais Mibnei Sholoshonim. Let's say these three things happen to these girls when they were less than 3 years old. Kitzah, you have a 2-year-old girl that was a Goya and she became a Jew. Or else she was captured by the Goyim and she was freed when she's only 2 years old. You have a Shivcha Kenanis that became free when she's only 2 years before three. V'yoynechod. So now they're a Jewish girl. We said the Lachar is Ksubos and Masayim. If a man marries her now, he has to give her a ksub of $200, because she's a psula. Even though with Giyoris, the Goy, we're afraid, had znus, and a Shavuya, when the Goyim capture them, they have znus with them, but even if they did, less than 3 years old means nothing. Her psulim grew back again, and since before three she became a Jew, she was freed, we don't say she had znus afterwards, so she's a regular psula. Therefore, she has a ksub of $200, for Yechlem Tainis psulim. If when the husband lives with her the first time and there's no dam, he has the right to complain, because she was supposed to be a psula, even though she was first a goya, but that was only before she was three. Mashenkin, if these things happen after she was 3 years old, if a goya becomes a Jew after 3 years old, then the becheskas to be a bula. If a Jewish girl was captured by the goyim, she's becheskas to be a bula, most probably they live with her. And a shivcha also, a shivcha has nus, so they're also becheskas to be a bula. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that since it happened less than 3 years old, we say they still have a din of a psula, and they still get a ksuba. And the Parshas speak out, even though, like, there's two Chiddushim here. True, she's a psula. But I would have thought before she started out to be not so nice, like she was a Goya, so maybe the Chum warm a stock of ksuba of $200. Maybe still there's not so much chen in the eyes of the husband. Like, only a pure Jewish girl, she deserved to get $200. But here, since she was a Goy, or she was captured by the Goyim, or she was a Shivcha first, maybe the Rabbanim were not Mesakah for $200. Kamashpah on the Mishnah, no, still she got a Ksuba of $200. Because Lamaisa, she's a Psula, even though something was wrong with her before, but since she's a Psula, therefore she has a Ksuba of $200. So to Gemara, famous Sugya, Omar Rapuna, Ger Katan. If you have a young Goyish boy, Goyish girl, then you want to make them into a Jew, is matvilin oisoy adas bezdin. You know, bezdin has the right to make them to tefillah, put them in the mikvah, to be misguided and make them into a Jew. So for the more my kumashman, what's the chiddush over here? There's chus uloi, that it's a chus, it's something good for this katan to become a Jew. And therefore I say, v'zochin liyodim shloi b'fonav. I have a right to do something good for somebody else, shloi b'fonav. Even not in front of him. Because here the pshat is, you have to have das. To become a Jew, a goy, to have geiris, to become a Jew, you need das. You have to have understanding to be mekabel geiris. A katan doesn't have any das. A katana doesn't have any das. So So in order to be nisgaya them, Bezdin has to have their das, has to help for them. So our das has to help for somebody else. That's the klal of schus. If something is a schus, or something is good for you, I could do it for you. Like the mashal, if I have something and I want to give it to you, so I'm allowed to be mezakarit to you, I could tell my friend, pick up this tape recorder and give it to him. It's mezakarit for him, since it's a schus, something good for you to have it, even though we didn't ask you, you don't have any das, I could have, somebody else could have das for you. That's the klal of zochim liyodim shloim b'fonav. Even without asking the person, we have a right to do what's good for you without asking you. Our das helps for you. That's the chiddush over here. If Bezdin finds a cotton, Bezdin finds a young Goyish boy, and we don't know what to do with him, and he wants to become a Jew, that's what Shalom and Shalom really. Rashi learns, in Ein Layav, he doesn't have a father, but the Imai have the Yosselis Gayu. Rashi's mashma, and that's time we find the boy. But it has to be somebody's bringing him now that wants him to become a Jew. The mother comes to Bezdin and says, the mother's also a Goyim. The mother says, though, I want my kid to be a Jew. So halacha is, Bezdin has a right, Srashi matvilim, Bezdin has a right to take him and put him in the mikvah. So Srashi, dein lecho ger b'lo milos fila. Because you can only become a ger, a Jew, if you make first the milah on the boy, and then you have to make a tfila. So the shaila is, why does our Gemara only say, ger kotem matvilim oisai, like we put him into the mikvah, what happened to the milah? Why doesn't the Gemara say, ger kotem moilin or matvilim? Some of us say that tfila applies even to a girl. Mila only applies to a zacher. That's why we say a stam case of matvilin applies to a boy and to a girl. Rashi Mefarshim say that the way you make geris is, first you make mila, and then you make tefila. Tefila is the last thing. So Kitzel is saying the last thing, like, in other words, to make the end of the geris, has to be adas bezdin. That bezdin has the das to make this kid into a Jew, and the chiddush is that bezdin's das helps for him. That's two chiddushim here. That bezdin can do it, and that Bezdin's das helps for them. Rashi says, Al das Bezdin, Shloisha Yevit Filosin. You have to have three Dayanim there, Bishasha put him in the mikvah. Kedin Kol Tfilos Ger, like any Ger you take. Shetzrich and Gimel. Tehain Rashi learns, Nasim Layav. This Bezdin now comes like his father. Vrehu Ger Ayudayim, that this Ger now, this boy becomes a Jew. O Magin B'yayin Kosher. If he touches Yayin Nesach now, if he touches wine, he doesn't make a Yayin Nesach. He's a Jew, and the Yayin is kosher. So Morris says now...
When do you do this to a...
A ger cotton. So if the mother, Rashi learns, if the mother comes, has a five-year-old boy, and mother tells Bezdin, I want my boy to become a Jew. So Bezdin has the right to take the boy now, make a milah on him, and put him in the mikvah in front of three people, and he becomes a Jew. Bezdin could do it. Even though there's no das, the boy himself is a young boy, he doesn't have das. The chiddush is that Bezdin could do it for him. So tomorrow, Mike Kamash, and what's the chiddush over here? The schusulah, the schusulah, the zochnum, the zochnum, for tomorrow, Tanina, we learned this already. The klal is, zochnum, the yodam, shleibafonov. You're allowed to do something that's good for a person, even without asking him. I could be mezakah, I could give you a present, I could give you money, even without asking you. But the ain chavim, the yodam, shleibafonov. I can't do something bad for you without asking you. As much as you give a get to a person's wife, you can't be mezakar a get to your wife, because it's a chav for nisha to get a get. So something that's something bad for you, a chav, that I can't do without your das. So for the Gemara, what's the chiddush here that Bezdin can make the geres for the katan? Pshit, it's a schus for him. So Gemara says, no. At the time, I would have thought like this. Oved kechavim a goy, tehev kere nicholei. A goy enjoys to remain a goy. He's hefka. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to do mitzvahs. He's a free person. He can live with ladies. Whatever he wants, he can do. So a kaimelon, because really we hold the eved, an older person, an eved, v'adai b'afkeira nicholai. An eved we hold enjoys to remain an eved. He doesn't want to become free to become a Jew. Because he enjoys doing what he's doing. So Mel, I would have thought here, this cotton also, you have a goyish boy. Maybe he enjoys to remain a goy. And for Bezdin now to make him into a Jew, it's a chav for him. It's not what he wants. So then Bezdin can't do it. Kamash Mili, what said the Svar and the Gemara Gittin? That an Eved likes to remain an Eved. That's only an Emili Godel. If the Goy is an older person already, he's an adult already. To Toyim Tam Di Sura, he already lived with ladies already, he already ate a pig already, he already ate lobsters, he enjoys it. He enjoys his Yisurim. So now to make him become a Jew, it's terrible. He'll never become a Jew. He doesn't want to. So for an older guy to become a Jew, it's like a kol d'chav. We can't do it without his das. If he doesn't want to do it himself, we can't do it for him. Aval katan, if you have this young boy yet, schus uloi, famous is schus to become a Jew. Because really, Avadeh, we know it's a schus. Avadeh, become a Jew, you'll be zeichel g'elam haba, it's the biggest schus to remain a guy. The only problem is, if he already tasted all the Yisurim, he doesn't want to stop it. But if you have a young boy, a 3-4 years old boy, that didn't taste the Yisurim yet, for him to stop means nothing. So since there's no chav for him to make him into a Jew, Adarabah, we say for sure, it's a schus. So that's the chiddush of Al Gemara. That's where Pugnus chiddush. That's where Pugnus starts off, that Ger Kotam and Vilmas Yadav Bezdin, because it's a schus. That's a chiddush. Don't think that a guy wants to remain a guy. No. Like Rashi says, to a gabi eved kaimel perakam of the gittin, to vade vas kera nichalei, a guy enjoys to remain a guy. Noyichalei lios eved, via mutter behefke zimus, he wants to remain an eved, he could have znus, hashvachas, to live with the maids there, miyais ben chorin lios mutter bas yischorin, rather than just to become a Jew, to only be able to marry a Jewish girl. Lezilalei vashichalei vas kera, he doesn't like it. So kamash malon, hocha de gabi eved kachavim, kotem lemming nochi. The chiddush is by a young guy, we don't say that. Tahani means the trashi the nichlev of kera. When does the guy enjoy his guy his averus? Godel she godel the midas of keres v'toyim leitam yisurim. An adult already that enjoys doing all these yisurim, he doesn't want to change. Mashenkin, a young boy that didn't do the yisurim yet, for him it's only his chus to make him into a Jew. So that's the chiddush that destined to be megayrim. Now the Gemara says. Well, let me bring a riot to Rafuna from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Hagiyaris, if you have this young girl, she had to be less than 3 years old that she became a Jew. Hagiyaris, v'yashvuya, v'yashivcha, sheniftu, that they were free, they were redeemed, v'shinizgayru, or else she became a Jew now, v'shinishtachru, she became freed, she was a shivcha, she became freed. Chusim of v'daisholoshon of yamechot, when they were less than 3 years old. So the Mishnah is talking about, you see, you could have a young girl, 2 years old, that becomes a Jew. So what's the case talking about? She herself can't become a Jew. She doesn't have any das. So who made her into a Jew? My love, isn't the Mishnah talking about the Yatvelina, or das Bezdin? It had to be that Bezdin wanted this to happen. Bezdin agreed that to make her into a Jew. So you see, it's called the schus for her. Bezdin has a right to make this 2-year-old girl into a Jew. So Mar says, no, maybe for now, Mishnah, you have no proof. Know what our Mishnah is talking about? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about that the parents also became a Jew. Kids, so there are these two, the guy, the mother and the father, and they have a 2-year-old baby now, baby girl. And the parents decided to become a Jew. And Agav, they want the 2-year-old girl to also become a Jew. So here there's a new svarah, here it's a new svarah that is a schus for this girl to become a Jew. Why? Because if she doesn't become a Jew, she'll have no parents. Nobody will take care of her. So pshita, then it's a schus for her to have her parents take care of her, that she wants to do what her parents do. Rav Huna's chiddush was, like Rashi said, in the case where the father's not around. So Mela, there Rav Huna says, you don't have this svar the parents are going to take care of him. So then the shaila is it called the schus to become a Jew or not? Rav Huna said, yes, it is a schus. So if now Mishnah, you have no proof of that. Could be our Mishnah is only talking about when the parents also become a Jew. Then for sure it's something good for the kid to become a Jew, that he should still live with his parents. But maybe when the parents are not around, just that the mother just brings the kid to Bezdin to make the kid to a Jew, maybe Bezdin can't do it. Maybe for the kid alone it's not a schus. So you don't have a right to refuna from our Mishnah. Omer Rav Yosef. So good, there's no proof, but that's still the lachas like refuna that we hold for Misvara. That a ger katan, Bezdin could be matvelin, Bezdin could make him into a Jew. Now the Gemara says another chiddush. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, you should know, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Hegdilu, when this young girl or young boy, that Bezdin was Mizgayer, becomes bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, when they become older, Yechaylan Limchais, if they want to, they could rebel and say, no, we don't want to be a Jew. And if they rebel, they're taken not a Jew. Now the mamish, they're a guy. The geras was never chal. Even though a regular Jew, if you rebel, you can't become a guy. you're called a mummer, you still have ancient for the Averis. But here, by says, this Geris is not really Chal until she becomes a Godel. Taisus, the most poshut pshat is, Taisus and Sanhedrin learns, the pshat is, by Geris is a third thing involved also. You have to have Kabbalah Samitzvahs. When you become a Ger, true, you have to have a Mila Tfila, but you also need a third thing, you have to Mekabal upon yourself Mitzvahs. So Chura, this Kotin, he didn't accept upon himself the Mitzvahs. So where's the Geris here? So that's what Taisus learns, that when he's a Kotin, the Geris is not Chal 100%. You have to wait until it becomes a Godel, until it becomes by mitzvah. And then, if he accepts the mitzvahs, he makes the Kabbalah some mitzvahs, then the Geris is Chal from now on midiraisa. But on the tzad, then he says, no, I don't want to be a Jew. He's not accepting the mitzvahs. His taka was never a Jew. So taka the Geris is never Chal. He remains a Goy the whole time. So he's also, so he says, Tamakasha. So he says, I, the klal is, ain't tzchi le cotton. The klal is, we can't be zoicha something for a cotton. Because tzchi is mitam shlichas. And the klal is a cotton can't make a shliach. In the parsha of shlichas it says ish. You have to be a bar mitzvah godel to make a shliach. A cotton can't make a shliach. So since tzchi is mitam shlichas, how could bezdin be mizaka to a cotton? I there's no din tzchi midiraisa. So Tzayis Takron Zanechnam, Yahweh Gemara is only midirabonin. This geiris here, kolzman is a cotton, is only midirabonin. Because tzchi to a cotton is only midirabonin. Zanechnam, it's another pshat then. So when it comes to godel, now it becomes a badas. Now is when his Geiris should be Chal Midiraisa, when it becomes a Godel first. See, if he wants to keep the Geiris Taka now becomes a Diraisa. But if he doesn't want to keep the Geiris, he can be Mavato the Geiris, he's not a Geir at all. That's Rav Yosef's Chiddush. That Igdilo, as soon as they become a Bar Mitzvah, right away they have the right to rebel, and there's no Geiris.
He rebels.
Right. Eisva, I have a Kasha in Rav Yosef now. Eisva, Abaya, Abaya is the Kasha. It says, Al Mishnah, Hagiyoyres V'yashruya. The Yashivcha, these three cases, Sheniftu, that they redeemed the girl, Shenizgairu, else this young girl became a ger, became a Jew, the Shenishtachru, the Shivcha became freed, Chusavim, they show a Shon of Yerechot, when they were less below 3 years old, the Locher is, Ksubasa Masayim, she's a Jew now, now that she's 2.5, she became a Jew, now if somebody marries her, the Locher is, she's a Psula, so you have to give her $200, That means if the husband gives her a gift, he has to give her $200. And Poshim were talking about it could be that she got married when she was 3 years old, and she got a gift when she was 5 years old. So the husband has to give her a ksuba now. And the kasher is, V'yisakotat, if you're going to tell me like Rabbi Yosef, that higdilu, yucholom limchois, when this katana, this young girl, when she becomes bas mitzvah, she's allowed to rebel, and say, I don't want to be a Jew, and she remains a goy then, if so, there's a svara. Yavinin lo ksuba di yozlo v'yachlo b'giyusa. What kind of svara is this that we should give her ksuba? In other words, a girl that could become a goya, there's a svara not to give her money. We don't want to give goya money. Like she's going to take the money and eat it. When she becomes a goya, she'll do znus with it. We don't want to give goya money. So if so, how come our Mishnah says that she gets a ksuba of $200? So who will be master from our Mishnah that once you misgayera 2 years old, she can never change, she can never rebel, she can never become a goy, she always remains a Jew. That's what the Mishnah says, she has a ksuba. That's what Abaye's kasha. So Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. I tell you, when the Mishnah says, when do we give her a ksuba, l'chi godla, we have to wait until she becomes bar mitzvah. When she becomes bas mitzvah, when she becomes 12 years old, and she still remains a Jew, then she gets a ksuba. For the Gemara, the Havamina is that she can rebel the rest of her life even. For the Gemara, the Chigodla Nami, Mimchai Yevinavka. So what if she becomes Bas Mitzvah? She becomes 12, 13, 14. But the Havamina is, whenever she wants to rebel, she can rebel later on also. So how do you ever give her money? You always have to be afraid, maybe later on she'll rebel, to swear not to give her money, she'll use it when she's a guy. Have the Gemara know, the cloud is like this, what Yosef meant to say is like this, that Kiva and Shegdila Shoachas, as soon as she becomes 12 years old, for 1 minute, and v'loy nichta, at that time she does not rebel, but rather at that time she's acting like a Jewish girl. She's doing mitzvahs. So we see that she's makabel upon herself mitzvahs, the way Tosfos and Sanhedrin learns. And shuv ein yechelu limchos. From then on she can't be meichah, she can't rebel anymore. Once she becomes a bas mitzvah for 1 second, and she accepts upon herself the mitzvah, she's doing the mitzvahs, that's it. That's the completion of the geiris. And now she's a Jew, and she can't rebel anymore. So now that's the Pshat in our Mishnah. When do we give her the ksuba $200? Even if she got the get when she's 10 years old, we have to wait for another 2 years till she becomes bas mitzvah, and we see her acting like a Jew, so that's cool. She remains a Jew. She can't be chayzer anymore. So therefore, that was a bias kash not the teretz. Masav Rav. Rav has the kash like this. There's a mishnah in the third perek. Elu narish yesh lam knas. These are the girls that if a man is minus lives with her, he has to pay a knas, $50. Is abu al mamzeris. If you live in a mamzeris, vel nesina, vel akusis, vel agiyaris. The same case over there also. We have these girls that she was a goy and she was this gairu. She became a Jew less than 3 years old. So she has a lach of a psula. A lach is now if a man is manis, forces her, a psula, lives with a psula, he has to pay her the knas. Now, yeshlam knas, they get knas. So you have a girl now, that's true, now she's 10 years old. But she was a goy at 2 years old, she became a Jew at two. So if a Jewish man now forces to live with her, he has to pay her money. Now the kasher is again, v'yamin, if you're going to tell me now that igdilu yuchelum limchais, that when she becomes older, she becomes bas mitzvah, she could rebel, and she could remain a goy, is yavinin l'knas, why does the Mishnah say later, we have to pay her the knas now, to give her the money now, the yozlov yochel v'giyusa, that she's going to eat and use later when she becomes a goyah. And the Gemara, the same terrors, is not a kasha there. Lechi godla. True, the man was manasa now, but we only give her the money when she becomes a gedola. For the Gemara again, but lechi godla nami min chayu v'nafka. His other meaning is, as long as she wants to, whenever she rebels, she has the right to rebel. So even after 12, 13, 14, she can rebel then also. And the Gemara, no, what Rabbi Yosef meant to say was, kivan shegdila shachas, as soon as she remains 1 second, 1 minute, she's a gedola, and she's doing the mitzvahs, she doesn't rebel. She can't rebel anymore, and she remains a Jew. So therefore, when do we give her the money of the nusa? After she becomes a gedola, when she remains a Jew. So now the Morach says, why did Abai ask the question for now Mishnah, and how come Rav only asked the kasha for the next Mishnah, for the third parak? Abai didn't ask the kasha for the Mishnah in the third parak about anusa. Hosom kenas. Over there, what's going on? A Jewish man was manis, forced this lady to live with this girl. So, high in the time, you know, over there, we tell the man has to pay the money. We don't want the man to gain on the deal. Like it's a knas. The man did something not nice. So, therefore, the Torah says he has to pay money. So, what do you want to say? He shouldn't have to pay because maybe she'll lose the money. She'll use the money later. So, what if she used the money later when she comes to Goya? But we don't want the man to gain on the deal. So, it's a smaller, the man for sure has to pay the knas. Therefore, Abaye didn't ask the kasha for the Mishnah later, but rather from our Mishnah here. And Rav lo yomek Abaye, Rav did not ask the question for our Mishnah like Abaye did. Why? Because Rav understood ksuba. Hainu taimash v'teikala b'yena v'loitziyoy. What's the reason why the Rabbanu was mistaken ksuba? Because we don't want it to be easy for the husband to get rid of his wife. So the Maisa right now in our Mishnah, true, this young girl was Mizgayer. Now she's a Jew. Calls them out she's a Jew. Like she wasn't good, she didn't become 12 yet, she didn't rebel yet, but right now, she's a Jew now, we'll say most probably she'll remain a Jew later also. So right now the Chomer wanted to stay married. So it's a svara that the Chomer masakin, that the husband is going to have to give her ksuba right away, because the Chomer wanted that the husband should stay married to her. Like right now she's a Jew, Rashi says, We don't want to make it easy for the husband to give his wife a get. She didn't rebel. She's a good Jew. Therefore, Rav understood our Mishnah is not a kasha. And our Mishnah, the reason why you have to give her ksuba, because the Chumim wanted them to stay married. Mashenkein, Rav held is a good kasha from the next Mishnah. And both kashas are not shver. That Rabbi Yosef only said that she could only be moichah rebel up until she becomes a gedola. But once she becomes a gedola and she accepts the mitzvah upon herself, and that's nigma, now she's a ger gomer, and from then on she remains a Jew, she can't rebel. So therefore we give her the knas, and we give her the ksuba first after she becomes a gedola.
So now, again, the sugya. Again, the sugya said the word ger kotin is matvil not as bezdin. Now, I would taste the sheet over here is that the geris pashut is only midrabbanan. Like we said, that since a katan doesn't have schia, doesn't have shlichus, it's only midrabbanan, so Bezdin could only make him a ger, only midrabbanan. Someone said, that's Pshan Rashi also. Rashi says, when he's mizgayi, Rashi says, now the magad, if he touches one, is kosher. Mashma, the only shayla there is that midrabbanan we say he's a Jew, so it doesn't make yain nesek midrabbanan. But midraisa d'otak, he's not a Jew. According to Tosfos Shita, he only becomes a Jew if later, when he becomes a gadol, they have to make a new ma'aseh geiris. He have to be mezgarya himself over again. But kol zaman he made the geiris when he was a katan, it only helps midrabbanan, not midraisa. There is a Tosfos Shita in Sanhedrin that says not like this, that the geiris tak is chal midraisa. Even though usually tzchiyah is only midrabbanan to a katan, but Tosfos makes the chiluk that geiris is called the did be'atzmoy. Like the geiris is chal in the guf of the katan, therefore the ma'aseh, when bezdin la ma'aseh, nurse made the ma'aseh, you make the ma'aseh milah, the ma'aseh tefillah in the katan. So automatically, since bezdin has das, here it could be chal midraisa. That's Tosfos Shita in Sanhedrin, that the geiris is chal midraisa over here. Still, the Gemara says, though, that yechoyna limchais, the mashmitz chal, but that's only providing that later he does not or she does not rebel. But if they rebel as soon as they become a gadol, they could rebel and push the geiris as batel and mafreya, she was never a Jew. Again, the shaila we spoke about, what about the union of kabbalas hamitzvahs, that usually a goy, when he becomes a Jew, he has to have three things, a milah, a tefillah, and then a kabbalas hamitzvahs. So he spoke out that Tosfos Sanhedrin learns that that's the pshat gdilah when it becomes a gadol now he's being mekabel kabbalas hamitzvahs. However, there's a Ritvah sheet over here, and who was in the Rambam, they learned that kabbalas hamitzvahs is not likuva. You can become a ger midiraisa even though you're not mekabel mitzvahs. That's the way the Ritvah learns here. That the Indian to mekabel, to accept upon yourself the mitzvahs, that's only lechatchila where he could do it. But here, since he's a katan, he can't accept upon himself the mitzvahs, that he can become a ger even midiraisa without kabbalas hamitzvahs. And that's the Rambam sheet also. So according to them, that we say when becomes a gadol, she could be meicha. It's not the pshat that it's told in kabbalas hamitzvahs. You have to learn stam that bezdin makes it a schus that they can make kabbal geris. That's only if when she becomes a gadol, she still agrees with it. She doesn't rebel. But if she rebels as soon as she becomes a gadolah, or as soon as he becomes a gadol, that proves to us like it was never really a schus. Like it shows to us it was always a chayv for him. So if it's really a chayv, then Bezdin doesn't have a right to make the geiris for him, that's why it's batel. But according to them, it's not the pshat because you need kabbalas hamitzvahs. Even without kabbalas hamitzvahs, we can make you a geir now. But it has to be a schus. It has to be something that you want. So when do we see if you really want it or not? When you become a gadol, or when she becomes a gadolah, then we see if she doesn't rebel, if she still keeps the mitzvahs, that's a proof that she really wants the geiris, it's a schus. Then the geiris tak is chal, and like according to this pshat, was even chal before midiraisa, but just still stays midiraisa. All right, we'll stop here. We're holding daf yud aleph from the aleph on the bottom mishnah. Mishnah says ha gadol shabu al katana. A gadol means an older man live with a young girl hakatana, less than 3 years old. Or else the katan, a young boy, that means less than 9 years old, shebu ala gadolah. He lived with an older girl. Or mukatzeitz. Another case is mukatzeitz. That means, Rashi says that a piece of wood went into a makam, went into the Isha's makam, like in Pashit broke up Sulim. So the halacha is ksubas and masayim. All these three ladies, these cases, still she gets a ksuba of $200. She's still considered like a psula. So the first case is Poshet. If she's a Ketana, she's less than 3 years old, so when a man lives with her, it means nothing, because when she becomes three, the Psulim grow back again. So since from 3 years she didn't live with a man, she's still called the Psula. Therefore she gets $200 when she gets older for a Ksuba. Who are then the Chiddushes that a Ketan lives with a Gedola? Now this we'll see as a Machlokes Rishonim, if we're talking about when the Ketan, the boy less than 9 years old, lived with his girl. Some Rishonim learn even if the katan broke up Sulim. But since he's only a katan, is less than 9 years old, it's not called a Maisa Biya, it's not called she's a Bula, she still has a shame Sula, Nagea Tilchas Ksuba. Therefore, she still gets $200. And then what did a Mukatzeitz? Mukatzeitz means Tam, an accident happened that some wood hit her there in a Mokam and broke up Sulim. Since it didn't happen through a man, she's still called like a Sula, she still gets $200. In other words, really, the Yerushalmi says the svar is that there's a special chayin, special like graciousness to a lady that didn't live with a man yet. She's a psula, there's special chayin that the husband gives her $200. So these three cases, she didn't lose her chayin yet.
Even though a man lived with her when she was a katana, less than three, but that's called nothing. Since the psulim grow back again, it's not called she lost her chayin because of that. Who are then if a katan, a boy less than 9 years old, lives with the older girl? Even though, like some Rishonim learned, the katan type of broke of psulim, but since the katan is less than 9 years old, it's not called a maisa bia. So it's also not considered like a man lived with her yet, she didn't lose her chayin, she still gets $200. The same thing with mukatzeitz. If it only happened through a piece of wood that knocked out a psulim, it didn't happen through a beer with a man, she still has a chayin. This is Reb Meir Shita. A mukat say, since a piece of wood went into a mokum there and broke a psulim, lamaisa they hold she loses a chayin. So to the husband now, it's not called the same thing like a real psula, because the psulim are broken, therefore she only gets $100. She has a din like an amona. So machlokes, what is in about mukat say is? They both agree that the ksuba there would be $200. We'll see in the Gemara about this. Right, what about now Besula Almona? You have a lady that's a Besula. Even though she was once married, she only had Kedushin. And then her husband died. Or else Gerusha, she received a get. Or else Mechalutza, her husband died and the brother-in-law gave a Chalitza. So the locher is Min HaNesuyin Ksuba Almona. If it happened, min ha-nesuyin, she only gets $100. So the chur, she's a psula, what do you mean, min ha-nesuyin? So Rashi says, min ha-nesuyin means, kegoyin she-nichnas al-chupa. In the case is that they went to the chupa, but umeiz baila becheskash to-nivula. The husband died right after the chupa. And as becheskash, she's still a psula, they did not have beer together. Still, the law of the Mishnah says, the chiddush is, taksubasamona. Once she had chupa, with the husband, the first husband, even though they didn't live together, since she had chuppah, that already takes away her chayin. And she only deserves $100. Rashi says, the nisas liyachastam. And she gets married now to a second husband, ksubasamana, that's all. To the cheskas bula kaima mishnichsa lechuppah. That once she had chuppah with the first husband, she has a loch like the cheska, she's a bula already. So even though here we say she didn't live with the first husband, but as far as she loses her chayin. Before, the second husband, we'll talk about it later. The second husband still has his doubts that maybe she lived with the first man. Even though it's the cheskas not, you can never tell though. So the second husband marries her like he figures she's already a bula. She had shaykhs with the first husband. She only gets $100.